It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And here's the man who's been pulling double duty, triple duty, quadruple duty this week. Basketball Saturday, Monday, and Thursday. Tech Talk Live tonight. And then a trip to Chestnut Hill for Saturday. Nothing like when those schedules collide in November, Bill.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Fortunately, with the exception of that Florida State game, we had a lot of good news to report, so that's good.
We'll get to basketball coming up because there's two games in the books for the James Johnson era, but let me go with football, and let me start here with the obvious, the one that Frank Beamer and everybody else was asked about first today. Have you seen the Marcus Davis video on Deadspin?
I did. I think it's very disappointing. I think it's something that everybody on our team has seen, all our coaches, all the players, all of our fans have seen. It's incredibly disappointing, and it's a darn shame because here's a guy that is as gifted as any receiver that has ever played for Virginia Tech, ever. Going back to Ricky Scales in the 70s, Andre Davis in the 90s, or even Danny Cole or Boykin recently. I don't think there's anyone that's had the combination of size and speed that this young man has. Unfortunately, he has not taken advantage of that gift, and it's a darn shame, and I feel sorry for our players that are a lot of them who are working so hard and giving great effort, but it's clearly had an impact on our fan base, and I think the message was received by our team as well.
Let's play the translation game here, and for those who didn't get a chance to watch or listen or be at the press conference today, Jesse, if we could bring back Frank Beamer when asked about this today, here's what Coach had to say.
I think each and every week you evaluate people on the performance, the consistency of the performance. And I can tell you that's the way it's always been in our program. And that's who's the people that gives us the consistency in their performance. That's who's going to be on the field.
Care to read between the lines, Bill?
Well, I would say that the coaches were aware of this before it was on Deadspin. They evaluated, they looked at the film Friday morning, so they were aware of it. And I think, you know, you don't know exactly how this week will turn out in practice. It's only Tuesday afternoon. But I will be very eager to see who plays Saturday.
You and me both. And, Bill, this is a guy, I remember a conversation a week ago. I remember I brought you that quote from the Washington Post where Marcus Davis was saying there's no leadership in this locker room and guys were being offended if they would be called out. That's really disappointing to see that performance on video from a guy who 72 hours before was basically calling out the locker room that there's no leadership in there.
Yeah, I think he had a bad week.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He had a bad week. But here's the thing. And we got to keep this in mind, too. And he's a college athlete, and he's not a pro athlete. And I hope he'll learn from this. I've never seen a guy like that. I mean, you've interviewed him. He's gigantic. He's huge. And he can run. He can make millions of dollars. He can make tens of millions of dollars in the NFL. This is one of the most gifted. This isn't just hyperbole here. I don't know that we've ever had a guy like that big. We've had incredible athletes. You know, Macho Harris or Michael Vick or D'Angelo Hall or Lee Suggs and Andre Davis. We've got guys on this team that are just incredible athletes. But you talk about a guy that's 230 or 240 that can run like he can. I hope he can turn it around. He doesn't have a lot of time left, but as a senior. But he's a college kid, and I hope he'll learn from this.
You ever see the movie The Bronx Tale?
Fill me in.
There's a great quote in it called, "The saddest thing in life is wasted talent." Robert De Niro says it. Great line. Somebody should tell it to Marcus Davis because he's definitely got the tools, but he's got to put them together. We'll jump off this. The Hokies do have Boston College coming up on Saturday, and this is a critical game. And while we're talking about mindsets of game build, you've been around this team. You've been around many teams. The question of environment has been an issue. This team looked, at the start of that game against Pitt, flat, crowd at FedEx, below average. How can Virginia Tech take an effort like they had against Florida State, bottle it up, take it on the road, and take it to one of the worst environments in the country up in Chestnut Hill?
That is a dynamite question. I'm going to ask Coach Beamer that tonight in 90 minutes. You know, but you're exactly right, and I think it's going to be a sparse crowd. Although it is senior day up there, BC is 2-8. It's an early kickoff, and they've always been a late-arriving crowd to begin with. So you kick at 12:30, it's going to be bitterly cold, and they're coming off the game of the year. I mean, Notre Dame, that's their game, and they sold it out last Saturday night. And it's really interesting. The whole Notre Dame phenomenon is just incredible, and particularly in a town like Boston. So when Notre Dame plays in Boston or in New York for a variety of reasons, it's bigger than just about every other place. And that was their game. So I don't know what kind of crowd there'll be. And to be honest, Beamer probably doesn't care either. He just wants his guys to come out and play well. And I asked Coach today, I said, you know, the last 3 weeks, you've put up pretty good offensive numbers from a yardage standpoint. You're gaining 430, 440 yards. You're converting third downs at about 48%. But you're turning the ball over three times a game and failing them on fourth downs once a game. Is that good? How do you, if you're not scoring touchdowns, the red zone numbers from this year are down. And that was like the point of emphasis coming into this season. They self-studied so hard to get better on that. And this team has been very inconsistent inside the 20. And I asked Coach, I said, how do you rate an offense that moves the ball down the field and turns it over on the 1 or turns it over on the 20 going in? And it's not acceptable to him. He's not happy with that. And so you might say, well, you're putting up a lot of yards, but it doesn't mean anything if you're not pounding it into the end zone.
More with Coach Beamer and Bill tonight on Tech Talk Live, 7 o'clock. We'll take a timeout and come back more with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Back with you in 60 seconds on Sports Radio 910.
This is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it. Spend some time with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report on a Tuesday evening. And because of basketball last night, the guys will be on the air on Tech Talk Live at 7. What do you got coming up tonight on the lineup?
We got Alonzo Tweedy and Vince Painter, who've not been on the show, the two players this year, have not been on the show yet, so I'm excited to have them back. Tweedy played a bunch on Thursday against Florida State. He's a good story. Coach Beamer and James Johnson, two head coaches. Mike O'Kane will be by tonight, and I'm excited to talk to our quarterback's coach. We're going to talk about Logan and what his take is on Thomas, who's thrown 14 interceptions this year. Only one quarterback in the country has thrown more, and that's the kid at Akron. And they're a passing team, and he's, I think, in the top 10 or 12 in passing yards this season. So it's been discouraging a little bit, but most of these, I shouldn't say most, a lot of these interceptions aren't Logan's fault. So we're going to get into that and talk about his progress, and will, in Mike O'Kane's opinion, Logan be back next year for Tech?
And you can catch Bill tonight. You can catch him Thursday night calling basketball, and then I'm trying to do the math here, 11 a.m. on Saturday?
11 a.m. Saturday, and then next Monday we're down in Greensboro for basketball.
That's right.
And that's a 7 o'clock game, too.
All right. Have a good show tonight. I'll be listening.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's Bill Roth, ladies and gentlemen, in the Cowan Gates Roth Report.